James Bay, best fake smile on Today FM with Dermot and Dave. James in Galway has been on to us to say, just swatted a fly there with my hand, and as I did, I made contact with it. It's a strange feeling when you actually touch it. A blue bottle flew up the sleeve of my t-shirt the other day and then got stuck in around my shoulder and was like flying constantly into me, and I flipped out, screamed, "Tracy!" and took off my t-shirt. She was like, "You're such a man." I was like, "I know, I'm so sorry."
It wasn't even a wasp.
No, it was a blue bottle. We were talking very quickly there earlier on about chocolate bars and how you eat them, and Kev is wrong on every level. He says he gets crushed potatoes wrapped up in a slice of ham dipped in a strawberry yop that he pours into a bowl. Holy crap, I'm going to the shop. Haven't had it in ages.
I think he may be drunk.
Possibly so.
Speaking of which, drink sensibly now. There is a brand new online series about matching beer with classic albums, and it is created by Joe Donnelly. First episode is up right now on todayfm.com. It is called Tins and Tunes, and Joe is in with us. How are you?
Hello, lads. How are you?
It's a good name for an L podcast.
It took me ages to come up with. Actually, yeah. I think it was Ross who works in Today FM who eventually possibly he came up with it, but we had loads of, we wanted alliteration, you know, so it's like beers and beats, tins and tunes, lagers and long plays,
songs and suds.
Yeah. Songs and suds isn't bad, but we settled on tins and tunes.
Yeah, it's quality.
So can a beer be matched to a song or album, or is this a load of rubbish?
Yes, it's a complete load of rubbish. No, I don't think it is. Of course, the exact science behind it and the scientific evidence is my own work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But however, in fairness, if they can match wine to chocolate, I think you're fine.
I think that, you know, food matching with wine and beer, I definitely think there's a lot of baloney there and a lot of bluffing, all right? And like white wine with chicken and all that. It just doesn't, I don't think there is any scientific evidence for it. I think it's a preference or, you know, it's kind of something that has become accepted. But even though it is, there is an element of baloney with this, of course, and it's slightly tongue-in-cheek. I do believe that certain kinds of beer, certain styles of ale match an album. In the same way, I would say, I don't know if you guys are both into music, there are certain albums that I would regard as winter albums that you might only listen during the winter. Mm. I know, Dermot, you were at Radiohead last night, and their latest album, Moon-Shaped Pool, for me, that's a kind of a wintry album because it's very atmospheric and it's a bit moody and you wouldn't really put it on at a barbecue. So,
well, are there wintry beers then?
Oh, there absolutely are. The darker lagers would be considered kind of more wintry beers. Okay. They're a bit heavier. They wouldn't be, you need to be served quite so chilled as lagers or IPAs or the lighter coloured ales. So yeah, there would be. I mean, some of them are even called winter ales, you know. I think St. Mel's Brewing in Longford have a kind of a winter ale. So
Would there be ingredients in there that would be more, not festive, but more seasonal? Like, would you?
Some of them are, some of them are brewed with cinnamon or foodstuffs or spices that you'd associate normally with Christmas time, for example.
Cranberry sauce beer.
There's a cranberry sauce beer. Listen, Rascals Brewing, a Dublin company, have done a strawberry milkshake infused beer.
Right, that's definitely a summary.
That is peak craft beer, in my view.
And what would be a summary album to go with that?
A summary album to go with that? Oh, well.
Venga Boys?
Yeah. with a summary album, I suppose, that goes with a craft beer like that. I always think when you look up the adjectives of the craft beer, so if it says lively, balanced, fruity, packs a punch, you go, oh yeah, that applies to this album. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So if an album has high beats per minute or it's up tempo or it's
maybe
good humoured.
1975 or something. That'd be a good summary album.
Yeah, that's more of a summary album.
I was thinking Taylor Swift, but fine. No, the 1975,
Taylor Swift
they're
will
cool.
do.
They're
yeah,
cool too.
Absolutely. Taylor Swift, yeah. Or Katy Perry's new album, whatever you like, you know.
Six episodes.
Yeah.
One is up there now, and you've chosen classic album Fatboy Slim. Let's have a little clip.
This album, You've Come a Long Way, Baby. It felt new. It felt exciting. It was innovative. It was ridiculous. It was a huge sound that just assaulted you. It leapt out of the speakers. This was a DJ and a producer who somehow kind of stumbled upon an idea of making music that combined obscure samples of old records and big, huge beats. It had been done before, but this was different. It was an album that really captured the feeling of right here, right now. Do you see what I did? Because that's the name of the song. Right here. While you're listening to it, have this little can of beer. And what craft beers am I recommending that you have a little sup of? Or maybe just finish the whole thing. Don't bother supping. Actually drink the whole beer, because that's the whole point.
Well, that's the thing. People need to tune in to find out what their beer recommendations to go with the album are. Now, do you need to Do you need to listen to the podcast, then go buy your beer, and then put on the album? Listen,
yeah.
Okay, so that's the process.
There's an interesting style of doing this kind of series of this podcast, because I would only play 30 seconds of each of a number of different tracks.
Sure.
And in a way, and this is where I actually did do research, people actually prefer that, because what they want to do is, nowadays, you can listen to a podcast, and then while you're listening to it, and I'm recommending songs, and I'm playing the best 30-second hook that I can find from a song, they'll go, oh, cool, and they'll go into their Spotify, and they'll either save the album to hear it later, or they might go, oh, yeah, I'm going to come back to that. But yeah, you're absolutely right. So you'd get to the end of the podcast, you'd learn a lot about the album, and then you'd go, okay, well, I'll go and try whatever beer I've recommended. And I'd always pick two or three, and one of them would be an Irish craft brewer as well, because I think it's really important to support the Irish craft brewing industry.
So that's Fat Boy Slim. You have another episode.
Well, sorry, before we move on, I just want to say I really enjoyed that episode, and I love about it is that you dismantle the songs on the album and you play the original songs that these samples were taken from, and that's really interesting.
I'm a bit fascinated with samples that are used in hip hop tunes or in dance records, and I love finding them and seeing where they came from and why they were used in the first place. And to give added value with this podcast series, I couldn't just go, oh, that's a great song, and I also like this song, there you go, isn't it a great album? You have to break it down and get into the nuts and bolts of it. And in the case of, say, an album like The Strokes, Is This It, they don't use samples. So I had to, it was a lovely challenge to go, well, how else am I going to sell this album? How will I break it down? So I got into the context of when the album was released, or why one of the songs was a much bigger hit than the others, or what happened to the band after. It's a brilliant, I love it. It's a blank canvas.
Yeah, here's The Strokes. So that's one of the other albums you go straight through.
One of the interesting things as well is that with albums that are guitar-based and don't have samples, you can't break them down, I found people who did covers, unexpected covers of songs, and the Sugar Babes do a cover of that.
Googling it immediately. Hang on.
That's in Dave's secret cheese playlist now. Do you want to reveal who the other bands and albums are at this point?
Oh, yeah. The six-part series is done. It's been put up online on todayfm.com every Thursday. Fatboy Slim, You've Come a Long Way, Baby. Demon Days by Gorillaz. The Strokes, Is This It. Arcade Fire's Funeral, they recently played in Malahide Castle in Dublin. Music for the Jilted Generation by The Prodigy.
What an album.
That was really... When I say about what added value you can bring when you're talking about an album, the brilliant thing that I'd forgotten all about Music for the Jilted Generation, that was right at the height of rave culture in the UK being shut down by the police and John Major's government, and the public order bill that everyone wanted to, you know, kill the bill was the thing. There's a huge amount of interesting social history behind that album.
Yeah, I mean, what's the FM, I'll have to say, FM.
And Their
and
Law.
Their Law. Yeah,
that,
I mean, like,
that was done with Papa Would Eat Itself.
Yeah,
it's a monster of an album. So there's so many different things to explore with the album musically, and then you just have this nice hook at the end where you tag on, you know.
There's a text in on 53102 for you, Joe, and it says, it's from Orla, and it says, I found a great new beer, Dublin Blonde. Can you ask Joe what tune he'd recommend for the beer? So we're going the opposite way around now.
Oh dear, put on the spot.
Yeah, there you are.
I think Dublin Blonde, you could pick anything from Joshua Tree.
Okay.
Because In God's Country. If you want, that's a kind of one of my favourite songs from that album, and I think that goes very well with Dublin Blonde. And you have the connection of Dublin and you too.
And then someone else says, Johnny Logan song, what's another beer? I've been drinking such a long time. Thanks, Kevin.
I don't think Johnny Logan features on your classic albums.
Not this series, maybe never.
Never know.
Well, check it out. The podcast series is called Tins and Tunes. You will find it in one place. That is up on todayfm.com, and it's by Joe Donnelly. Cheers, Joe.
Thank you.
It's Lady Gaga, The Cure on Today FM. 53102 for texts.